6:44. Now let's talk about what's happening actually right now in Delta Township. The Board of Trustees meeting to consider allowing beekeeping, residential beekeeping in the township. Gabe Lopez has been at the forefront of this effort, a Delta Township resident. Gabe, great to have you on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time to talk to me.
Now we talked last year. You live in the Greenfield Acres subdivision, and one of your neighbors complained about your beehives. What remind us, what happened there?
Basically, one of the neighbors found out we had beehives and made a complaint to Delta Township. He had previously done some research and didn't see any ordinances prohibiting beehives. Ultimately, we found out that in 2007, Delta Township had made a zoning interpretation that determined that their zoning ordinance restricted beekeeping.
Yeah. And what made you want to keep beehives in your yard?
I saw a friend of mine's beehives and thought it was, really interesting. I actually got them as a gift for my wife. She's into gardening, and she's always wanted some, and that was one of her birthday gifts.
And I believe it's been published, the Jody Ward, I believe that's the name of the neighbor, right?
Correct.
Yes. She wrote a letter to the community development director, Mark Graham. She said in the letter, quote, "The health risk to myself and other neighbors seems to be lost in this issue. The loss of enjoyment of one's property is valid, as swarms do happen." What do you say to that?
Well, unfortunately, I think she has a lot of misconceptions, a lot of misunderstandings. She keeps bringing up the subject of swarms, and even she wrote a more recent letter to the township with concerns about how, if somebody is out mowing, it may cause the bees to swarm. The thing is, what a swarm is when a honeybee colony reproduces. It has nothing to do with noise or the bees being agitated. Mm-hmm. These are just common misconceptions. A bee swarm is, the bees are in their most docile state. I've seen beekeepers scoop up a swarm of bees with their bare hands.
Okay. Yeah, but so you have the suit, right? You wear that suit that protects you.
Yes, correct. Yep.
Okay. So, how many bees does a typical hive have, by the way?
At the peak of summer, anywhere between 30,000 to 50,000.
That sounds like a lot. If someone next door has that many bees, is there a chance that someone will head over to your neighbor's yard?
It's of course possible, but the thing is, one colony of bees will forage out over 2 miles, and that covers over 8,000 acres. And to put that in perspective, Delta Township consists of a little over 21,000 acres. So that one hive is going to forage out over about 40% of the entire township.
And one of her concerns, I believe she's allergic to bees, right?
Correct, yes.
And so do you have any sympathy for her on that level, her worries about just having them around, period?
Yeah, I definitely understand her concerns. The Lansing State Journal interviewed Dr. Roger Hubengartner from MSU in an article they published today. And I think he put it pretty well. He said, and I'm quoting from the article, says, "If bees are kept responsibly under generally accepted agricultural guidelines, there should be no issues with neighbors." And, I'm definitely for having the regulations in place to mm-hmm. keep the bees appropriately.
And how far would you say your yard is to hers, for example?
I believe we are about 200 to 300 feet away.
Okay. Is that close in your view in terms of having that many bees next to her house?
In my opinion, no, not whatsoever.
We're talking to Gabe Lopez, Delta Township resident, a beehive owner. Now, you had to get rid of your beehives, right?
Yes, we had to remove them last year in May, and we moved them to a friend's house in Eagle, and that's where they're currently at right now.
And how are they doing?
Unfortunately, it sounds like we've lost 2 of our 3 hives. I'm not sure if the third one is still active, but I hope to check on it here shortly.
What would cause that to happen?
There's a variety of diseases and pests that honeybees get. Particularly, there's a mite that they commonly get that reduces their viability over the winter.
So it's not the move itself, it's just the new environment, something there was causing problems?
No, not the move, not even the environment. It's just, it's very common for beekeepers to have losses in the winter.
Now, what are you hearing from Delta Township officials in terms of their support for allowing beehives in the township?
I've actually been pretty impressed with the progress we've made. They've gone from being a pretty firm no on the issue to being, you know, pretty receptive. I met with them on December 12th at one of their meetings and spoke to them for about 45 minutes, and they had a lot of really good questions, and they've gone so far now as to actually draft a proposed ordinance to allow beekeeping that's going to be discussed on Monday the 20th today.
And how much interest is there by other residents in the township to have beehives?
From what I've seen, there's quite a bit of interest. There's a lot of people that would like to have them if they're permitted. There's been quite a bit of support from the community.
Other than your neighbor, have you, anyone else close to you have issues with your beehives?
According to our neighbor that has the issue, she says someone else down the road has an allergy and also doesn't want to be in the neighborhood. I don't know who that is. I've not heard from them directly. None of our immediate neighbors have any issues, and actually several of our immediate neighbors will be at the Delta Township Board meeting to, you know, voice their support for allowing the beehives.
Did you ever talk to her directly about the issue?
I did speak to her last summer, and that was the last time I spoke to her.
Okay. And that's when the township told you had to get rid of the beehives?
Correct, yes.
Have you been stung yourself by the bees?
No. Actually, we have my wife, nor I, and I, you know, have a son that will be two in May. None of us have ever been stung in our 3 years of beekeeping.
Gabe Lopez, Delta Township resident and beehive owner, fighting to allow beehive ownership in the township, in Delta Township, which currently is not allowed. Gabe, great to have you on WILS.
Great. Thanks for talking to me.